Good evening to my late night listeners. I'm sorry, you guys, I'm late. I had some big opportunities that require me to be present from 8 to 10 p.m. So I'm just now getting in, and all day I've been trying to get some things in order for my boyfriend's birthday, and I'm just surprising him with a lot of stuff that costs money, basically. But no, this video goes out to my friend Taryn because she wanted me to talk about knowing who your real friends are. And that's something big for me. I'm glad you even asked me that because I'm gonna shed a little light on, you know, of course, where I've been, the people I've encountered. I came into college with a different mindset because all through high school I just felt like none of my friends were real except for just a few. And I just knew that when it was time to graduate, I was gonna cut all of them off. And that's exactly what I did. And those who are around are just, you know, still the real ones. But I feel like a friend is considerate. Like, and I not even feel like I know. A friend is considerate. A friend is supportive. A friend is understanding. I used to have a best friend back in high school. And basically, I'm a Gemini. And Geminis love to be alone, but always want someone around. Confusing, I know. But when I'm in the mood, I expect my friend to understand that I am in a mood. Give me space. Don't make me try to make me feel bad or guilt trip me into forcing myself to be in someone's company or be around. Like, you have to be able to give me space. Understand that I am still human. I am a person. And humans deserve space sometimes. We deserve time to think, time to adjust, time to understand the world around us. And her not understanding that and just making it seem like I was just the worst friend ever after she's known me to do this multiple times just made me realize, like, this is not a friend, you know? So friends are fair. And when I say friends are fair, friendships are just like relationships. Everything is 50-50. Sometimes you may have a 60-40, 80-20 because, you know, you want to, like, make that person feel special or put in a lot of effort, surprise them here and there. Like, sometimes the effort is, you know, going to be exchanged more than the other. But everything is fair. And fairness goes into consideration. If you want me to be somewhere, if you support me, I'm going to find any ways I can support you, whether that's verbal, physical, spiritual. I'm going to make it happen. I feel like friends are honest. And if your friend doesn't tell you when you look a mess, they don't tell you when you're being crazy. Not like crazy, like they're diminishing or breaking down your situation or your comments or your decisions, but actually working to build you up. Like, they're disciplining your mindset, disciplining your decision making. They're letting you know how they feel about it, but not making it seem like you have to do what they feel. If that makes any sense. A friend is going to listen to you. A friend is going to be there for you. A friend is going to keep it real and let you know when you're overreacting or when you need to man up, you know, put the big girl panties on. But what people are shy away from is being vulnerable. Like, we're so taught now, like, I'll tell you, this is why girls fall out so quickly and why boys fall out but get back cool again. Girls are taught that when something doesn't work out, move on. Whether that's with jobs, career, well, jobs and careers are the same thing. Whether that's with jobs, opportunities, dance teams, like anything has to do with life. Like, we're taught that if something doesn't work out, move it to the side, push it to the side and move on. Give up and move on. Dudes are taught when something doesn't work out, you get back up again. Go back at it. That's why it's so much harder for girls to fall out and get back together. Like, they don't know how to push aside that pride and be vulnerable amongst each other. Everything is a competition. Everything is, I have to be good at this. I have to be better. I have to be correct. I have to be right. You know? I just feel like you'll know a friend. You shouldn't have to question it. If you have to question that person is your friend, they're not your friend. If you feel like you're putting in more effort than the other, they're not your friend. You sincerely have to feel it. Like, just like with a boyfriend, you have to feel that in your heart and in your mind that this person is for you. This person is building you up and not weighing you down or being dead weight. This person is not using me, but utilizing me. When I say using and utilizing, yes, those words are synonyms, but when I say using, I mean like taking you for granted. And utilizing you is using you as an effective, considerate, passionate tool in their lives as a gain. You're not only, they're not only a gain in your life, but you're a gain in theirs. So they're utilizing you, not using you. So like I said, true, compassionate, considerate, honest, and caring, and supportive. You gotta know what's meant for you. And if your gut's telling you different, I always say listen to your gut first. Trust me, if they're your friend, you'll know it. If they're fake, you'll know it. If you have to question their position in your life, or question their actions, or question their absence, then you're taking away from your own quality and your own standards. You deserve someone who is of your expectations or better, who complements your being and motivates your goals, motivates you in your goals. So short and sweet tonight, but if you need any more topics, like if this is not just for my friend like who suggested this topic, but anybody, like if you guys want topics on friendships or relationships, I'm here for it. It is January 28th, I believe. Yes, Tuesday, January 28th. And I'm signing out at 10:26 p.m. You guys have a great night, and I'll catch you on Thursday.